Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A popular program allowing solo drivers in zero-emission vehicles to ride in the carpool lane could be coming to an end. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, well, first of all, I'm very disappointed because I drive a Chevy Bolt, and I love the perk. What do you think about this?
You know, you sort of summed up or threw the shine a light on something that has a lot of different dimensions to it, and not all of them are in agreement. Okay, what we have here is this perk program, as you aptly put it, where if you buy a total EV car, electric vehicle car, you can get a sticker and you can sail on in and around the Bay Area and around the state in the HOV lanes. And that gets you a lot faster where you're going. And it's been around for a number of years, but it's set to expire this year, and Governor Gavin Newsom wants to renew it for another 2 years, for at least until 2027. But the Trump administration, and there are forces in Washington that say, well, enough is enough. We've given incentives enough for the electric vehicle company, and we want to roll back on some of these mandatory or these different programs to switch people over to electric vehicles. So there's a bit of a tug of war going on in Washington about it. And I have to also say that back here in the Bay Area, there's also been sort of a tug of war going on about it for years, although it's a little on the quiet side, with transportation experts and planners on one side and, you know, sort of environmentalists and politicians and some of the planners on the other, basically saying who gets this and why. There's a 500,000 of these stickers out there, so you're not alone, Margie, but there are 27 million licensed drivers in the state of California, and so most of them don't have it, and when they see you go sailing by in your Bolts, they are not necessarily all that thrilled with the idea.
It sure is fun, though. But what will the impact on traffic be?
Well, that's what the debate has been about on these perks for the EVs. You know, it started out that if you had a hybrid or just about anything that was a low emissions car, you could get one. But they gradually squeezed it down to that. Now, what the impact is this. There's always a question about what was those diamond lanes meant for. Are they meant for, initially they were meant for high volume cars, you know, to have three or more or two or more in the car to get people to share cars. And this EV program sort of took the share out because Margie can go sailing down without, you know, carpoolers with her. But carpooling isn't what it used to be either. So there's some people that said, look, this was not meant to be an incentive. So what impact will it have? Well, it depends. The first one is what impact would it have on HOV lanes? It would drastically reduce the number of people that are using them. Would that in turn lead to people saying, hey, these aren't being used enough? Maybe we shouldn't have them? That's what we've seen in the past. But what we have now in the Bay Area and around the state is a growth in toll roads. And toll roads will be the answer. Rather than saying, you get the sticker, this will be, you get to pay, and you can go flying by a lot faster.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much. That is KCBS insider Phil Mateer.